Testing Suvos by the Rosh Hashiva and Yeshiva University, Chav Gimel Cheshu and H. Tavish Amim Zayin,
November 25th, 1986, and Tuesday. So the cash is not always the Baramoya reading the question. Why does the Gemara only ask Esther Glarayas? I mean Esther Paresiave. There is a stronger cash. Esther Glarayas have it, even if not the Pares. Hello, given the Misuka Darshan of the Koch and Mordechai, look the Baas Lakshman. So the Teres of Baramoya gives, and other Rishim also give the same task, that in view of the fact that it's not mentioned explicitly in Midrash Esther that Esther was married to Mordechai, it's only one mandoma in Megillah darshens it from the Isura Dikro in Likocha Mordechai Loilibas. So why do we have to say Loilibas? Likocha Mordechai Libas Loilibas. So that means Libais, I mean as a wife, not that he just adopted Esther. Which, so since it's not mentioned explicitly in Pasuk, so maybe certain Chachomim did not agree with that Mordechai was married to Mordechai, and that Mordechai was married, that Esther was married to Mordechai. But the Kashi is, even if she wasn't an Ishishish, but a Nisa of Nochri, so maybe with Haresye, it should be all by Abel. Eidish leima, in Veles legio, it is the Ramatam Shite. Ein shom nisaz bez, afo pishi ishishish, de ishes rei ubi, upio das minen, maro leimak. So he has the kashe against the Baramoye, I mean against, this kashe is not against the Baramoye, it's against Ramatam, he is more a dishmait. Baramoye agrees with that. So the kashi is directed against Amitam. Amrinon filled Dalit Mises, Daphne Zayin, Amidalit, Beneach Shebo, Alevas Yisroel, Nidin Yisroel, Alevas Beneach, Nidin Nidin Beneach, the Amrinon on Aramros, in other words, E. Pepeneach is Bo, Alevas Yisroel, so is Chayev de Mise, that Yisroel is Chayev, if he is Bo. Aler was the Neach, a nation the Neach, so then is Chayev the Nise that the Neach is Chayev. What's the Nise of the Neach Chayev? By Israel, she have David Mises best. But suppose Israel is born Aram also. So what is the Nise Skile? Now, Nise Skile. So Mele, the Neach Shebo Aler was Israel, if the Neach is born Naram also, so Nidin Nidin Israel. Well, he means Yisroel is Chayev Skile, in the same way as Yisroel who is Bo Al Naramos. So Aler was Beneach, if she is Bo Al Yishish Beneach, so Nidin Neach, so what means is Chayev Sayev. We are bringing on no Enlon or Naramos. So we can only visualize in the case of the Neach Abor Naram Rosso, so then it's leading the beginning Israel is Chayev Skile. The action Ilech Shev Nam and Nichnas of the Chup of Moni Balo, so in the Neach Aloch is that when is the Neach Chayev, he is Baal and Shishish, only if she is Nidalo, he Gulas Baal. That's in the Les Sevre, he Gulas Baal. So only if she's Bilas Baal, but Nichus for the Chup of Loini Baaloi, Beneach is not Chayev. Mashein Chein, a Yisrael is Chayev, if he's born Yisro, even though it's Loini Baaloi. So Melech should follow that if Beneach is Baal, Eish is Yisrael, who is Nichus for the Chup of the Loini Baaloi. So should also be Chayev Nise, and what Nise should be Chayev, the same Nise, that a Yisroel is Chayev, Chenek. So why do we mention only one case Also, let us mention another case. Naram Roso is Medina Yisrael, Skile, and Boal Nichnis of the Chupah Bloi Nivalo is also Medina Yisrael. He is Chayef Chenek, not what is the Misa of Neneach Sayed. So, Mishane, Haytanet Vimanashim, Yoma Kol Misa Amuro Veneach Inlechem, this Raise that says that and that has to be visualized in connection with Naram Roso, and there is no other case, so that price accords with the view of Tanya Menashe. And the shita of Tanya Menashe is that the Nisa of Meneach is not Sayyid. The Rabbonim say the Nisa of Meneach is Sayyid, but Tanya Menashe says that the Nisa of Meneach is Chenek. So Mele, it's not Dafke, the Nisa of Din Yisrael, because the Nisa of Din Meneach is also Chenek. But the Braise wants to mention a case where he is needing in a Nisa that is not Din Meneach, but only Din Yisrael. That's only the case of Bal Naram Roso. So Din Yisrael, so Din Meneach there is Sayef, and here there is Kile. But Boal Nichon Shol Chupo Lenivalo, according to Talmud Menashe, so this, the Mise by Yisrael, the Mise is Chenek, and by Beneach, the Mise is Chenek. So Mele, he doesn't mention. Alme, Beneach HaBoal HaRayes Yisrael Nerak. So we see from that Gemara, I mean, the whole Gemara is not necessary. Only, the only thing that is not, that is relevant is the fact that if Beneach is Boal, Elvas Yisrael, let's say Naram Roso, so then he is Chayev Nisi. Now, even though from the point of view of the Dine Beneach, who was Mitztave and Sheish Mitzvah, so the Morishin Neach, so from the point of view of Dine Beneach, there is no chiyuv nise and azore for Naram Roso. But the neach, let's say, ish is the neach that is Roso, lo nivalo. So it's not nichlal in the sur neach. If it's like only bulas baal is nichlal in the arayas of the neach. But Naram Roso is not nichlal, is not included in the isar arayas of the neach. Still, if the neach is bo, Al Naram Roso of Israel, so he is Chayvis. Why is he Chayvis? After all, in the Yisur in Neach, there is no such Iser as Naram Roso, only Bulas Baal. So why is it different when it's in Naram Roso of Israel? So then he is Chayvis. So that Chiyuv Nise, Rabbi Yehuda assumes, is the Chiyuv Nise of Takole. The Chiyuv Nise of Takole. In other words, what is Chiyuv Nise of Takole? Chiyuv Nise of Takole means like the Chiyuv Amin Yerach Moshe, like the Chiyuv Nise of Behemo. So why, in regard to Behemo, the more as an Abayim Sanhedrin, it's not such a double portion, whether the Chiyuv Nise of Behemo, if one is Redea Behemo, so when some Behemo is Chayev Eskile, whether it's Mitzat Kolen or Mitzat HaKolen, all right. But here it is certainly Mitzat HaKolen, because inasmuch as the Iser of Vineyach does not imply an Iser against Naram Roso, there is no such Iser Arayas of Naram Roso, only Gulas Baal. But vis-a-vis Vineyach who is Bo Al Naram Roso of Israel, then there is a Chiyuv Nisa. So why is there a Chiyuv Nisa? Because through that Bia, so there was a Takole to the Israel, or to the Ishes Israel, the Naram Roso. So that's a Chiyuv Nisa. Now, the Pshat is, there is a Loche, we own a Shakosu Felim Kibdizia. So it's not Shayach to say that a person should be Chiyuv Nisa without an Azor. The halacha of Lanish Hakosov Kinesia applies not only to Israel, it applies to the Neach also. There is no Chiyuv Nise. So, a Behem is a Behem, but the human being is so cannot be Chiyuv Nise, there is no Azore. So, So I think that Rav Meir in Sanhedrin says that Ebeneach was born Aram Rosso, so he's Chayiv Nisei. Where is the Azore? But don't you have a question to me, sir? Where is the Azore? In the Isur of Neneach, so it's not Nichol Naam Rosso, only the last bar. So Rav Meir himself, I think, says that it's Nichol in the Azore of Arayas. After all, Ebeneach is Musa of Arayas, so there are certain Arayas that Ebeneach is Musa. So Naram Rosso of Ebeneach is not Nichol in Yisrael Arayas. But Naram Rosso of Yisrael, since Yisrael is Muzer and Naram Rosso, so the Yisrael is a shish of Yisrael applies not only to Bula's Baal, but to Naram Rosso as well. So Mele vis-a-vis B'neach, B'neach who is born Naram Rosso Yisrael, so that arayas of the Neach born Naram Rosso is Nichlal in this arayas of the Neach. So Naram Rosso of the Neach, so is not Nichlal in this arayas of the Neach. But Naram Rosso of Israel is included in this arayas, of the Neach. It's arayas of the Neach. Now, with the Israelis of Neach is deduced from the Posik of Vidobar Vish, this is the more in Sanhedrin deduces from Vidobar Vish, not only Israel Shish. Imei and Achesei, Achesei Imei, all the Arayas, Zohar, Behemo, and so all the Arayas of Neach are deduced from that Posik. So from the same Posik is also deduced the Iser of Beneach Habor Naram Rosh of Yisrael. Naram Rosh of Beneach not, but Naram Rosh of Yisrael is included. But why? Why? Because of the Takore. So in other words, so the only reason as to why a Beneach is Chayev from Naram Rosh of Yisrael is because of the concept of Takore. Because she, in other words, he was involved in the same mice and the same bee and the same avere that the Israelis was involved. So Mele, he's Chayim Nisei. So if we say not like Rav Netam, then we can understand it. But he, because not according to Rav Netam, so the Israelis, if she's Mizane with an Igoi, so she's either the Israelis, the Israelis. So Mele, the Beneach is also Ivea. And the Yisra Rishishish. Even though Ebeneach would not be either on the Yisra Rishishish if he had been Mizaneh with the Naram Rosso of Ebeneach. But Naram Rosso of Yisrael is included in the Yisra Rishishish. But according to Rav Netam, that the Ishish Yisrael herself is Mufke of the Yisra Rishishish when she is Mizaneh with the Nochri. Because of Zil Masus and Zil Moson, whatever the posik it is deduced from. So, how can there be Takore? How can there be Takore? Alle Beneach Abual Aras Yisroyu Nerak Bim Loiso Yisho Nerekes Heichu Nerak Barei Shum Takore Bola Al Yode Al Yode. That's one kash. Dei Vilcheire Yikel Muten Kode Yisho Sreyu Vididei Yikel Muten Yisel Lava Yisho Sreyu Ubein Hi Ubein Hu Ubein Hi Lomimete Mikro כל מי את הישס גוי משום גם ישראל לישס גוי אבל ועד הישס ישראל גם גוי ובין הוא ובין היא חיובים ומאילום מיולו עלי ויפתי אישס ישראל אישס ישראליס הנדלס אישס ישראל הנדלס לגוי. Right, that kasha we already discussed. In other words, what bearing does the Dersa Kosovo of Eish Yisrael have upon the case of Eish Yisrael and Nivelis Lenochi, the Gemara in Sanhedrin is Mimai Yisrael Habo al Eish Yisrael, because the Ishes is not an Ishes of Yushin, but Nochi, but Yisrael is Eish Yisrael and Nivelis Lenochi is not Mimai from that possible. Alright, so we already discussed this. So the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam and the Balamoyer is that posik of Ish is Rei, over Rei Ish is Nochri is not only Mait. Ishes Nochri, where the Ishes is not an Ishes or Halvik Dushan, but it's Mimayit any Bia where one of the partners in the Bia is Mufke of Dushan. So it doesn't make any difference. Yisroel Halbo al Ishes Nochri, so then is Mufkas of Dushan, the Ishes Nochri. And in Nochri Habo al Ishes Yisroel, so is also Mufke of Dushan. So in Mele, it's Mufka of Arayas. When does it involve an Isra of Arayas? If Dushin is Shayach. But if Dushin is not Shayach, so then it's Mufka of Arayas. And there's the Pshat of Biasakum Kibias Behemo. In other words, and it's the same Posik of Zil Masus in the Mosom that Gimori Yibomes mentions Ligabi Yiches. So there, Gabi Yiches too, if an Akum is Baal Bas Yisroel, so the blood is not Nisiachis after the biological father, because of Zelzakosuf, Zelmasus, and Zelmosom. So what is Zelzakosuf? The Zelzakosuf is that whenever there is no Obdushin, as a matter of fact, whenever there is no Obdushin, so there is no Yiches. And there is a Hayel. I don't have to know it now because all the Shas was taken away. Okay. There's a raya from the Gemara in Gittin that this aloche akum abal bas Yisroel, so the blood is not nishyaches after the father, is not only aloche ligabi akum abal bas Yisroel. It's a general aloche that wherever the biological father has no reduction in the biological mother, so then there is no yichus. There is a raya from the Gemara in Gittin. More in Gittin that from Gimel has an Abai. That from Gimel with Aleph. He boiled it. Misha chetzi ever the chetzi of the Chirin. She kiddish bas Chirin ma'am. Whether a chetzi ever the chetzi of the Chirin can be Mikadish. If it was Mikadish, he bas Yisroel, bas Chirin, whether the Gdushin is Chal to the chetzi of the Chirin. Of course, the chetzi ever the Gdushin is certainly not Chal. But to the chetzi of the Chirin, whether the Gdushin is Chal or not. In Timzolena, when Yisroel Shoma with Bas Yisroel, his Kachi with Hetzi Nikudeshes, the Chazel with Kule, but hold the Chazel with Kule. In Timzolena, when Yisroel and Kadesh Pasi Yisho, in Nikudeshes, the Shia Bikiyone, he voeve, the Shia Bikiyone. Ma'i Toshma. Hey, Nis Nisha Hetzi Eva Hetzi Mechire, Nis in Chotzi Nas Lerabe, in Chotzi Fifa, in Yisho. So if Yisheya kills a Chotzi Eva Hetzi Mechire, so Chotzi Knas is Lerabe. As in respect to the Chotzi Ebed, so the Chotzi Knas is the Rabbi, and the Chotzi Kefer in respect to the Ben Chirin is the Yesho. So that means the Chotzi Ebed Chotzi Nachirin can have children. There's Yorshim, so he has children. We Amre Dushot Lagdushin Yorshim in Olei. And if you say that Dushin is not a face, how can he have Yorshim? So we see that this aloche of akum habo'al bas Yisroel, so the blood is not in siyachis after the biological father, so is not only aloche ligabe the case of akum habo'al bas Yisroel, but it applies to any case where the biological father has no tfisas dushin in biological mother. So if we are to assume that chotze ever chotze mecherim has no tfisas dushin in Bas Yisroel, So mele, the Vlad couldn't be Mishiachis after Chosei Ratzach. So it's Gemara Mefereshes. So mele, Ramatam Shiti is that this halacha of Zirm Asusim Zirm Osom implies not only that there is no Yiches, as the Gemara in Givonis points out, that it's food of a rice. It's food of a rice. There is no resolution, so it's food of a rice. All right, there's the teretz and the second kash. Now, but then the first kash is a strong kash. He asks, how can Rabbi Tam say that Akuma Baobas is oily shishish? So it's moved to the Yisrael Shishish. If the Ishe is not in the Yisrael Shishish, how could the Beneach be in there? The only reason is why the Beneach is Chayev when he's Baal Ishes Yisrael, Naram Rosol, because of the Kore. But because from the point of view of the Beneach, there is no such thing as Naram Rosol they should be included in the Yisrael Shishish, but only because since Ligabi the Ishes Yisrael, so she is a Iveres the Yisrael Shishish, so mele he is also high. It's a Takoli, but according to Rabbi Tam, what kind of Takoli is there? She is not Iveres, how can he be a there? It's a very strong kashi. Now I mentioned some time ago that what Teisa says in Dushi, that in the Sugi of Yifasteach, the Hashem, the Aroyisom, Vashivio, Eishes Yifasteach, Afila Eisheshis. So Teisa says, the Kashi, why do we need a special posik? Why do we have to resort to a special posik that the Heter of Yifasteach applies even to Eisheshis? Eishes Nochri, Eishes Reyu, Duloi, Eishes Nochri, and so, and this Shita is, it's not only in need of Nise, it's in need of the whole love of Resino. So there is no extra Yisah by Shishish over and above the Yisah of Inochri Sekiyo. So Teisa says there is an extra Yisah by Shishish. Not the Yisah of Resino, but the Yisah of the Dobak Yishtei, the Lord of Yishas Haver. So I said, that this is, first of all I said, let's say, Pilegish Melech. Pelegish Melech certainly has the Melech certainly has kinyan in the Pelegish, and the Raya is that according to the Rambam, so the love of the Arba Noshim, so it means over and above Yutches, so the Pelakshim are also counted, so it's Raya that it's not just the Heper that is here, and we mentioned in the Rambam in the Sugya of the Yesh Chupa Yitzureis that the Rambam applies that Yesh Chupa Yitzureis to Chupa B'Leidushin. So the question is, Chupa B'Leidushin, what kind, how can she become Tosu Melech B'Trumo? The answer is, just as the Melech has a Kinyan Ishes in the Pelegesh, so Heket also has a Kinyan Ishes in the Pelegesh. But a Melech is allowed, the Hedet is not allowed, but the same king and Ishes that the Melech has, or Hedet also has, so mele he passes her, so that's chupe without Dushin. So now, so I said that if somebody is Mizane with a Pelegish, let's say Pelegish Melech certainly has a king, so he also believe that the Isaiah of Vidovak Vishti Vlebeshes Havir. I said that I heard it from my father. Because since Teisve says that the Yisrael of Vidovak Vishti Vlebeshes Havir applies to Yisroel Havo Aleshes Nochri, even though the Yishes is not an Yishes of Vishim, so we see that in so far as the Yisrael of Vidovak Vishti Vlebeshes Havir is concerned, so it isn't based that can Yishes of Vishim, any Kian Yishes. So Mele Pilakshus is also Kianishis. So Mele is either. So I said that according to Ramatam, he says, be a sakum to be a behemoth. And if the Ishes Yisrael is Zane with the Nochri, so it's Mufke of these Arayas, so it's Mufke of these Arayas of the Isa of Lysino, but it's not Mufke of the Isa of Yodobak Bishnu and Bishnu Chavere, because the Isa of Yodobak Bishnu and Bishnu Chavere applies to both, to the man and to the woman. So here too. some mele. The pshat is that the Rabbi Yehuda's sikashe is how can, according to Rabbi Tam, that when Nochri is born, Eishes Yisrael, so the Eishes Yisrael is not even the Nisari Sheshish, so how can the Nochri be chayv mise? Naam Rosso. It's only Misa Takore. The answer is there is Takore. Because true that the Eishes Yisrael is not even the Nisari of Yisino, but she is Iberes, the Yisrael, the Dova Gishte, the Vishas Chaveire. So Mele, there is Takore. That he is also a there, the Yisra of the Dovah Gishlo Yisraver, and especially in view of the fact that now we have to understand this basis in Dushan. It's that Chapalik on the base. Eishes Achilles Shishis, the Afal Pi, the Eishes, the Nochris, the Eishes, Per Dalen, Mises, the Homokin, the Eset, the Chsid, the Doba, the Ishti, the Eishes. So, Jesus mentions, I think that this kasha is raised against Jesus. I don't remember who, maybe Arashayas. Someone asks, one of those who has the Hagoyas, you know, at the end of the Sechti. Maybe, I think it's the Arashayas. Yes, that kasha. How can Jesus say that he's oil habo alishas nochta? So, even though it's Nismayit from the Isa Rishishish, but it's not Nismayit from the Isa Ovidobagishu, which is Chavirei. But the Tosik of the Dabak Bishni, which is Chavir, is Nemroid Meneach, not with me, Yisrael. Because there's the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Mubhes, Chavaki Reimer, Eishes, Obib, Alkin Yazik, Eishes, Obib, Esim. So Chavaki Reimer, Alkin Yazik, Eishes, Obib, Esim, the Dabak Bishni. So Chavaki Reimer, Oviv Eishes Oviv Yazim, that means Eishes Oviv, that Beneach is Muzar on Eishes Oviv Ime Ime Mamesh, that Beneach is Muzar on Ime Vidovak Veloi Vizocho, that Beneach is Muzar on Mishkaf Sku Vishtei Veloi Eishes Chaveire Vihoyu Libosar Echod Mishenasim Bosar Echod Yotsu Behim Ovechayo Sheinasim Bosar Echod. So the Gemara applies this posik to Bneach. So how does Teisa say that in Yisroel is Eveir and Yisea of the Dovak Vishti or Rishis Kaveir? That posik is not mentioned with Gabi Yisroel. That's mentioned with Gabi Neach. Not in Neach. And the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishneh in Chul, Perik Idanoshi, and the Mishneh you have a random kumul Persha Mishneh, you don't have a Persha Mishneh. Alright, so, of Gidanoshe, in connection with Gidanoshe, the Machlok. So the Rambam says, in Pir Gidanoshe, in the Persha Mishneh, he says that all the things that Meneach Amuzer and Yisrael Amuzer, Amuzer, so it's not on the basis of the same Isa. Even the things, let's say that Mile, so the Meneach is not Mitzvah, but Avram was Mitzvah. So the Rambam says the reason as to why Jews are the fear of the elder child is not because of the Tzivu that was revealed to Avram. Because Nifna Teirov in Yisrach Aloch. So Yisroel don't have any tzibui except on the basis of the Torah. And not so Avraham Avinu was Mitzvah Lila because of the Tzivu that was given, that was revealed to Avraham Avinu. But we are Mitzvah Lila not because of the Tzivu that is mentioned in Lech Lecha, but because of the Tzivu in Tashriya. Bayim Hashmini Dimu Tzara Lose. And then he says, and Gidanoshe, same thing. He says, Alkein, even though it's mentioned, Alkein, Melechu, Neisrael, as Gidanoshe, so the Rambam, you have the Gemara, whom you have, the Dalek, or something, you get it? From the day, nechul. Neid with teiro, then neid with meyo. Ida Moshe is neid in the him with teiro, not in with meyo. Reb Yude im erab with meyo. Oma Reb Yude, valayim with Yaakov Neser, Ida Moshe, vadayim beim with meyo with Teres Lehem. Omru leim, omru leim, bisinai nema, elo shenichta vinkei. So Rashi and Tesis, they explain the Mishnah simply that there is a machlekes between the Rabbon Tanekam and Rabbi Yude, Rabbon and Rabbi Yude, as to whether Yaakov Avinu was Nistada on Gidan Moshe or he was not Nistada on Gidan Moshe. So Rabbi Yude says that Yaakov Avinu was Nistada on the Yisra of Gidan Moshe, and the Rabbon Tanekam says, no, Yaakov was not Nistada on Gidan Moshe. It's mentioned in Vayishlach. How can lo yechlu Yisrael is Gidanoshi. In other words, because of that incident that happened, so later be Sinai. So Yisrael won't stop and Gidanoshi. But Yaakov Avinu himself was not the star. Whereas Reb Yude says that Yaakov Avinu himself was the star and Gidanoshi. This is how Rashi explains. This also is Rashi. The Rambam says no. No one is chayav. Everybody agrees that Yaakov was the star of Yanoshi. Even the Tanakame agrees that Yaakov is the star of Yanoshi. But Tanakame says that Rabbi Yude says, Neig b'teiro ve'neig b'tmeyo. Rabbi Yude imeir, av b'tmeyo. Av b'tmeyo. So Tanakame says that Gidanoshe is not made with Meir. Why? Because in Yisachar Isa. So, and Reb Yude says, Abit Meir. Omar Reb Yude, Valei, Midne Yaakov Nesa Gidanoshe, Vadayim Behemot Meir, Teres Lehem, so Meile, Bishin explain it, so it's in Yisachar Mo, so it's Yisachar Isa, Omrulei, Bishina Nema, Elo Shenichta Bin Keime, so it's not in Yisachar Mo, because they are not this time. But the Rambam, in the Perusha Mishnah, explain it differently. Everybody is made it that Yaakov was the star of the Moshe. But the Tanakhama says to Reb Yude that the Moshe cannot be made big male, because he needs a Chal Isa. And you say, but this Isa is an Isa Homo, because it was Nistave before the Isa of Meir. Before Matan Terah, before Sinai, Yaakov was Nistave. Tanakhama says, no, true Yaakov was Nistave. Then applied to Yaakov and Yaakov's children and the grandchildren. But Nitno Terah is Chacha Aloche. So then, once the Torah is given to the Jewish people, then the previous Isa that was incumbent upon them did not apply anymore. Because Nitno Terah is Chacha Aloche. Jews can only have mitzvahs from the Torah, not through any other tzibur. Even though before Matan Torah, so Jews, like all many achuah mitzvah, and design mitzvahs, but once it's Nitno Terah, it's Nischacha Aloche, so even this is the Rambam, Pirusha Mishnah says, so even vis-a-vis design mitzvahs, but Jews are not mitzvah and gezel, because of the Issa Gezel, that was given to Menach, because we don't deal with such halachim. But Jews are mitzvah because of Misigzo. Menach is mitzvah because of the tzibu that was given to the Moshe. So Mele, it couldn't be considered a Nisachomo, even though Yaakov Avinu was nistaven, because that tzibu that was given to Yaakov Avinu has no application to Yisrael. And they only are also Amida Moshe because of the tzibu that was given to Sinai. So Mele, it's not a Nisachomo. Anyway, the Rambam lays down the cloud and he mentions that even Mele, Avraham Avinu was nitzave, but we are not mitzuvah mile because of the tzibu that was given to Avraham Avinu. We are mitzuvah mile because of the tzibu b'sina in the Torah of Yim Hashmini in Tazria, Yim Hashmini Yimel Tzaros. Alright, anyway. So mele, the kashi is, how does Teisu say? How does Teisu say that a Yisroel Abu Aleishis Meneach? So is the need of Nisra Shishish because of the posik with the Rabbi Shishish Chabela. But that's the posik that was given to Meneach. And we don't have the tzivui that was given to Meneach. Now the Gemara says that from God Omudveis in Sanhedrin. Tanya, Esa mitzvahs nistavu Yisroel b'moch, Sheva shekibu aleim Meneach, Veisifu aleim Dinin v'shabes v'kibidor. Dinin v'chsiv, Shom som leichek v'mishpot, Shabos v'kibidor, Ve'in v'chsiv, Kasha tzitcha l'shavoja. So b'moro, the Jews were nistavu Esa mitzvahs. Desire missing in Meneach, and three additional mitzvahs. What are the three additional mitzvahs? Shabbos, Kibbutz, so we want to start it before Sinai, and Shabbos and Kibbutz. Because in the Aseret HaDibros, it says that Tzitcha, so that we know, and also Dinim, even though Dinim, so Meneach are also mitzvahs, so it's already included in the Zayin mitzvahs, but there are certain Dinim, like Knosses, and that Meneach were not Nistave, and Yisroel B'moro won't start. So the Gemara says, Esa mitzvahs nistavu Yisroel B'moro, Sheva shekibu alein Meneach, Yisif alein din, Yishav l'kud ave. Now, the question is, Sheva shekibu alein Meneach, so why B'moro? So they're already mitzvah. The answer is because of the halacha that the Rambam mentions, Pirush HaMishnah in Midrashim, that Nit notero b'mischacho halocho, and mele, Jews don't have any tzibui other than the tzibui of the Torah. Teiro tzivolon Moshe mi roshi kilas Yaakov. So what does it mean, teiro tzivolon Moshe mi roshi kilas Yaakov? That vis-a-vis Israel, there are no tzibui, there are no mitzvahs, there are no mitzvahs hasei, there are no mitzvahs no hasei, other than those that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Teiro tzivolon Moshe mi roshi kilas Yaakov. Vis-a-vis Meneach, so they have tzivui, not from Moshe. But vis-a-vis Israel, so they are only bound by the tzivui ator. Teiro tzivolon Moshe mi roshi kilas Yaakov. Yes?
Is around so certain stuff when he says in the Yad that Akshav brought in Helpus Malachim.
Yeah.
Akshav brought Moshe Ben Vinishla Matara Yad.
Okay, alright, fine. I'm going to mention that. You just grabbed it from my mouth. Yeah, the term Nishlam, alright. So I want to explain this on this. The Rambam will test Milchus Melochim Halacha Al Shisha Dvorim Yistavu Demorishim. על הביזור, על דרך השם, על פרדום, על הרייס, על הגזע, על הדין. אף על פי שכולם הם כבוד לידינו, מי שרבינו ועדס נתראה, ועדס נתראה means that the common sense dictates that these של המצווס הרבה. נכלל בבטירה יראה שעלו למסתת. היסיב למי אחיו המנחי, שנאמר הרבוס הבנף שדום יוסחי. נמצאו של המצווס. וכינו יעדובו בכל אילום, עד אברום, בו אברום ונסתה ויסר עלילו, יסר עלילו במילו, והוא נספר לשחץ, ויצחוק יפריס מייסר, והיסיף תפילה אחרס על פני סייב, ויעקב היסיף דידנושה, וזה, the question is, of course, the Rambam, the מחלקס, between Tanekame and Rav Yudeh, in דידנושה, in whom, so Rav Yudeh says, he Yaakov already started, and so according to Rashi's pshat, so it means that Hanekame says that Yaakov was not nistabed. It's only mentioned by Yishlach. How can we hear from Yisrael Yenosh? But the Rambam says here the Yaakov is a Yenosh. The Torah says the Rambam Shitosin, Gersha Mishnah, he explains the machlekes between the Yud and Hanekame, not the way Rashi does. That even the Hanekame is made that Yaakov was Mitzvah Agidah Moshe, but Tanakhama says the reason we are Muzer Agidah Moshe is not because of the Tzivu that was given to Yaakov, but because of Sinai. The Yaakov, he said, yes?
How come this is the Yaakov hosted and the Yaakov Mitzvah?
All right. It means that it was Hesiv on the Zayin Mitzvah, you see. He's talking of that time. So it was Hesiv. Yaakov Hesiv Agidah Moshe these taller arms of Mitzrayim Mitzdabe Amrom B'Mitzvah Siseris. Now that is not known. The Rambam probably had the Medrash, but which Mitzvah was Mitzdabe Amrom? It's not known. Achibbo Meisha Rabbeinu B'Mishli Motir Al Yom. Now, so you are asking, so why does he say B'Mishli Mo? But what he means, B'Mishli Mo, he means that there are certain mitzvahs that Avraham was mitzvah, which ultimately were part and parcel of the Torah of the Sinai. But the Sinai, so many more mitzvahs were revealed. So he uses the expression Nishlimotir al Yodei. But according to what the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishneh, it doesn't mean that only the additional mitzvahs obligated the Jews mitzad tzibu b'tel al-Dinish Rabbeinu, but the previous mitzvahs, so they were bound in after Matan Torah because of the tzibu that was given to Avraham, to Yaakov. No, it's not so. He just says Nishmatir al-Yodei that through Moshe all the mitzvahs, including the mitzvahs that were revealed that before to the Oves and to the Leah, so in the Torah they are also given. They're also given. And when the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishneh, it's true that the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh says, we are mitzube and all the tzibuyim of the Torah because of Sinai. So he uses the expression Sinai. But is it Sinai? Is it after Sinai? What's the significance of Sinai? Hachidesh hazeh lochem, so was nistab in Mitzrayim. What the Rambam means, nitnoteiro mischach halocho fumesh rabbein. That's the important thing. Whether Sinai, Moro, or Mitzrayim, what difference does it make? That is Sinai. So, in other words, but of course the Rambam uses the Loshen Sinai because even the previous mitzvahs that were nistab in Mitzrayim, like Hachidesh hachidesh, you know, so it was revealed in Sinai again. So Mimele he says be Sinai, but he doesn't mean Sinai. He means Nitno Teiro Nishacha Alocho Teiro Tzibon Motion Roshikos Yaakov. Jews are bound by Tzibuim of the Torah. Tzibuim of the Torah means to Moshe Rabbein. There is no Tziva Torah not to Moshe Rabbein. There's no such thing. Tzibui Torah means to Moshe Rabbein. But it doesn't, whether Sinai or Moro or Mitzrayim, doesn't make any difference. is the tzibum the Torah. That's mitzvah mishena of the Torah. Rashi, the first Rashi in Bereishis, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, lo yotzorech lahasporas ha-tero, elo ma'achirish hazeh lochem, she mitzvah mishena she mistavu ben Yisrael. That was before Sinai. That was before Sinai, it was before Moro, it was Mitzray. So in other words, mitno tero v'nishat shaloha. So mele, the question is, why does ignorance and error say Esa asorot vorem mitztabu gemorah. Zay mitzvahs meneach, zay mitzvahs shekibu alim meneach, hoisifu alim dinim, Shabbos yikudah. But zay mitzvahs, they're already mitzvah. The answer is no, yes, they're already mitzvah. But the moment Moshe Rabbeinu started to reveal the Torah, so Matan Torah really began not at Sinai. Matan Torah began really with Achilles HaZelachem. That's the pshat. That's the pshat. We say in the Haggadah, that's in the field, Yochel Mavish Chedesh, Talmud Leila Bainahu. Why should I have a Sarkid Aitoch? That Mavish Chedesh Meicha Teise. Why such a strange Sarkid Aitoch? That the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim should begin on the Shredish Meicha Teise. Yochel Mavish Chedesh. The answer is, Yitziach Lesom Mitzrayim, So the purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was in order to prepare a cloud Israel for Kabbalah HaTorah. It saved Masim Machshav Tzila. It was to tell his son about Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Rambam says, Hoyog noi tipesh, if somebody has a child who is a tipesh, who is not smart, sorry, Eimalei, Avodim moyinu liparim Mitzrayim, moyebet zek moyshit chazu, v'hakadosh Baruch Hu yitzion em Mitzrayim. V'imoyochochom, so the Rambam says, so in other words, why does the Rambam say son is tipesh? So he explains in that way. The answer is because the real significance of Yitzias Mitzrayim consists in the fact that the Yitzias Mitzrayim was a step towards Kabbalah HaTorah. So by just telling him, he mentioned the marshal, so that's a good explanation for the former rabbis, conservative rabbis. So in other words, we say just as the black people were slaves, so the Israelites were also slaves in Egypt, and then Moses delivered them out of Egyptian bondage. Okay, so that's a very good explanation from the point of view of Ibn Tibish. But from the point of view of Ibn Chochon, it's not such a good explanation. But we have to explain Yitzias Mitzrayim lifi a seichel of the Ben. If the Ben is unfortunately a tipish, so the Rambam says we have to explain it that way. Why not? I mean, as long as he'll accept it. So you have to explain it that way. So Mele, since the whole significance of Yitzias Mitzrayim consists in the fact that this was the step towards Kabbalah Satorah, when did Kabbalah Satorah begin? Not at Sinai. With the first mitzvah that was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu. What was the first mitzvah that was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu? Achilish Hazelochem. That's mitzvah v'sheino shen itztav, Rashi says, the first Rashi in Bereishis. Mitzvah v'sheino shen itztav v'Yisroel. So, if there hadn't been a special Zeros HaKosu, I would say that the mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim has to take place on the Shredish Nissen. Because when was Achidish HaZelochem revealed? The Shredish Nissen. Achidish HaZelochem. So the Shredish Nissen. So Melee. So that's the whole Yiches of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kabbalah Satorah. That was the step towards Kabbalah Satorah. So I would say that the mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim should be on the Shredish Nissen, not on the night of the 15th of Nisan. But Talmud Leima Babose, Ayima Hu, Babose, Shoshish Matzo Mor, Nochon Tanach. But without the special Zeros HaKosuf, I would say that the mitzvah of Sifon Tzias Mitzrayim should take place Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Why Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Because Rosh Chodesh Nisan actually Matan Torah began. But of course, the bulk of the mitzvahs were revealed in Sinai. But when did Matan Torah begin? With the revelation of the first mitzvah Mishena Shestavu in Israel. So it doesn't make any difference. Well, as long as it was revealed for Moshe Rabbeinu, so Jews are bound by it, whether the Sinai or not the Sinai. So, but if the Tzibu was not for Moshe Rabbeinu, for Adam, for Neach, then it's not binding. It's not binding upon the Jewish people. True that all other human beings are bound, but Jews were given the Torah. So Nikta Torah is Hacha Aloha. So Mele, the moral, they had to be given new designs in the Neach. Even though the Goyim were Mitzuveh, they were Mitzuveh because they were not given the Torah, but Jews who are given the Torah can only have obligations to Moshe Rabbeinu. Some mele tesis is not difficult. But tesis says in Bishka, that when Israel is for Alishas Nochri, so true it's Mutke of Nisar of Isino, but it's Nichon Nisar of Idova Gwisho Vishas Chaver. So Matzchayes of the Kashe, but that is Nemal B'Neach. True, that's Nemal B'Neach. But the same Zionist B'Neach were reiterated to Moshe Rabbeinu B'Moro. So how do we know that it was reiterated? Because the Braise in Sanhedrin says, Eser Dvorim Mitztavu, Yisroel B'Moro, Sheva mitzvah shekibu al neach mikvor, so the Zion mitzvahs were reiterated. So whatever the neach is in Muzea, in Israel is also Muzea. And that's the pshat of the Gemara in Yikimide. The Israel, Shore, Unochiosa. There is no such possibility. Why? The answer is, if a Nochri is Musa, so that means it's included in the Zionism of Neach. If it's included in the Zionism of Neach, so it's included in the reiteration in Moro. So it's all also has to be Musa. Now, there are many things. For example, there is a law. There is a law against kidnapping. There is a law of resignation. You're not allowed to kidnap people. a human being, love of Isidut. Now, but how about not stealing the child, but abducting the child, gazel of the child of Nefesh? So, the love of the Sidney only applies to Gnevis Nefesh, not to Gezel Nefesh. As a matter of fact, of course, it's Sidney Poshut, but there is a Rabbi Mitzal and Chubis, Rabbi Mitzal Ashkenazi, Shinibetis. So, one of the first Chubis, I think it's Beis or Dimon, so he discusses that and he says that if somebody is Gezel Nefesh, he's not even a Lysigny, because Lysigny is only a there, if there is an Eivet. So what does it mean? There is no Issa. To Gazel Nefesh is no Issa. To Gazel Mormon is Osa. Receives it. But to Gazel Nefesh is not Osa. It's not Mistava. The answer is, if the Neach Gazel Nefesh, so is either the Issa Gezel of Neach. So the Issa Gezel of Neach is more broad than the Issa Gezel of Israel. The Issa Gezel of Israel is relatively, has a relatively narrow scope, because it only applies to Gezel Momen. To Gezel Momen. Mashein King, not Gezel Nefoshes. Mashein King, the Issa Gezel of Neneach, so it includes a Gezel Momen, Gezel Nefoshes, Gnevas Momen, Gnevas Nefoshes, everything. So, since Gezel Nefoshes is implicit in the Issa Gezel of Neneach, and in view of the fact that the Issa Gezel of Neneach was reiterated in Moroh, so Mele Gezel Nefoshes is included in the Issa of Zionist Neneach that are incumbent of not to Israel, not because of the Tzivut of the Mavishin and Neneach, but because of the Tzivut to Meish Rabbeinu in Moroh. With the Moroh, Sinai, or Mitzrayim, Achilles Elohim doesn't make any difference. So Mele, there's the Pshat, we can eat it. The Yisroel Shorel B'Neach Osa. Why not? Why couldn't it be? The answer is, if B'Neach is Osea, so it's included in the Azore of the Zayin Zineach. If it's included in the Azore of the Zayin Zineach, it's included in the Azore of the Zayin Mitzvahs that were reiterated tomorrow. So it's also Osa. So it's also Osa. And Numele, so the Kashi of Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Tam, how can he say that she's Yisroel, she's Zimso Nochri, so she's not here, Lisa, she's, so why should the Neach, the Nochri be high? After all, Nochri is high because of Takole. The answer is, it's a contra Tam, it's Mufke of the Yisra of Hasinon, of the Yisra Reis, but of the Yisra, of the Dovan Bishel Nishis Chaveirei, which was given to the Neach and to Israel, it was also given before. It's not Mufke. So Mimele, there is Takolo. So because of that, so B'Neach is also higher because of the Takolo. All right. Umashe Kosva Rav, Ilano Esatzmon. Ilano Esatzmon, Abdigla Arayes, Noma Yorim, Al Yaveir, Rolisim, Nisheheshi, Polov, Neuvde, the Rav Tzodek. That's the Ramban. Yise, Befer, Koisho, Niknes, the Rav Tzodek, Tavuase, Yahim, Atrenis, ומיובדי דרקני, ביוסם לנו עשה עצמני, ואפילו אוכל אחד במסך נפשי, אל מאפילו בנו עשה עצמנו עושה. Moved the Rapsodic, there's the Ramban, Vise Fehoisha Nichnes, at the end of the first period. The Rapsodic Tavose Ahim Atrenusi, Umiubi Rafkani. So what they do, Rapsodic, they both try to commit suicide. Rapsodic raised himself in a furnace, and Rafkani jumped down the roof. The awesome Lanwa Satsmani, והפילוח חהב במסכן אפשיים אל תאפילו בנו הסעצמון עושה בגלל הרייס ועושה בגלל הרייס הוא שהרי הבועל הגויו קנוי עם פיידים בין זה רמבר ודבור נאלו בעין ההתמוי חודד או המונר חלקים המילים שני הקנויים רשויים אלו בפרסיה ונעשור מישראל והיא מטרנוזה לו יישוי מרס לו לביע לו בפרסיה ונמצא שאין זה גילה רייס פעל כשהוא ביצינה שביצינה so last week we said because we said that the Ramban says beferish explicitly he spells it out that that nochi abu that Yisroel habor anochi so it's yod bo yaber in mitine why but canoim pagan bay is only farashe the answer is because the Rambam shiti is that whereas canoim pagan bay applies only to farashe but the chiyuv kores also the kores of the kabole applies in mitine the Rambam shiti and the Ram has mentioned that there's one lotion in the Sanhedrin the Chiyuv Sharan so the Ramban shiti is also like that that there is a few chorus in Bitzino. If there is a few chorus, some melees and misea, in melees and misea varayas. The Rabbi Yehine is chilek and the Ramban. And Rabbi Yehine Shitti is that not only can only Pagin Bey applies only to Pharisee. Even the few chorus applies only to Pharisee. That's why he says that it's not a right. All right. But the Nimtso Shin Gilarayas called Tishu Bitzino Bey, איך יאללה עלי להובי ראי מייסון בייז מייסים שהיה הצודק של רב קנה עם עצמון הוי מניסים עצמון וכדינאו למוצים את ישומוקים וכן תנאירו עם הוי מר מיסוסום אילו אורגוסום הוי צועד אילו אורגוסום הוי צועד בירו זה מתנוסי מפני שלו רוצו ליבל הוי ראו להובי ראי משום ויהוי לא יאבר כדין זה למיצה בשומוקים בתלמוד in other words So in other words, because Rabbi Yehine Shite is not like the Shite that the Shinkubetsis mentioned, in the name mentions, in the name of the Shite Nishono, that Snu is the Maskan of Shaya, so when they saw that the Hegman is coming, so they killed themselves. So the Rabbi Yehine Shite is that Yorgo Yahweh only implies that there is, that that you are mechuyev under certain circumstances to let yourself be killed. But not to kill yourself, but to kill Hashem. That's the machlekes between the Rav Netam and the Ri that the Daskin Balateisves mentions in Neach and the Yamshi Shleimim or Kamen Achevel says that the machlekes is between Rav Netam and the Ri. So the Ramban Shite is like Rav Netam that Kiddush Hashem does not only imply that under certain circumstances. So you are mechuyev to let yourself be killed, but even to kill yourself. To kill yourself, or kill Hashem. Some of the shayim go so far as to say that Hilo Hashem and the Satan Akish, the Shah Hashmat, but certainly to kill yourself. So the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem implies that for the three Averes, you are mechuyev even to kill yourself, not to be in there. And the three Averes, and Rabbi Yehine, he agrees with the Ri that Kiddush Hashem only implies a mitzvah of letting yourself be killed, but not a mitzvah or even a heter to kill yourself, because the Ramban's Chai is if there is no Chil of Yorgo Yaveh, so then there is no heter, to kill yourself. Because if the aloch is yaber al yorek, so then you are mischai v'napshei if you let yourself be killed. And since they were ready to kill themselves, Rapsodik and Rafkane, so it's a raya that it's yorgo yaber, even though the matrimise was mischavenes lanu asat. That's the Rambat. But in Israelik, and then he has another kashe, v'chim ne'ayiro imo imarim isosom. Ilo ho gosom is magdiro mitnishle rosu libeil ho yoro lo ho birayo mishom biyoi va yaber ki ginzel in nitsa bishumokim di Talmud shoko Talmud virav sodik virav kane somcho al anes so that's a very strong kashi it's not mentioned that Matanuse told Rav Kana Rav Sodek if you don't and not Mizane with me so then I'll kill you he only says she was to bear him this news But he doesn't say, but apparently the Ramban assumed that even though the Gemara doesn't spell it out, but this is to be understood. Otherwise, why did they try to commit suicide if they didn't threaten them to kill them? So the Ramban drew the conclusion that the Matzanusa threatened him. In other words, like Aishas Potiphar. I mean, it's not that she just tried to seduce him, but she threatened him. And why did Rav Kane have to commit suicide according to Ramban? So because Rav Kane was afraid. Rav Kane was afraid that she might torture him, you know, not just kill him. He'll not be able to withstand the Nisoyim of Kanoftari. That's why he committed suicide. That's the Ramban Shita. But he says no. Rabbi Yehuda says no. She didn't threaten to kill them. So why did they try to commit suicide? So what did he say? Why did they commit suicide? They tried to commit suicide because they were sinochanes. How can one be sinochanes? I mean, one cannot be sinochanes. I mean, that's inconceivable. So what's the pshat in? What's the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Or he says, "Oi, show yedim, show yemusubika." How do they know what they had nivue? It's not mentioned that Rav Kana and Rav Tzadik had nivue. They did have nivue, so the Gemara would have mentioned it. So what does Rabbi Yehuda mean by that? Well, he has to say that because otherwise we can't understand the Gemara. How we can't understand the Gemara? How is it that they tried to commit suicide? So, but I think Rabbi Yehuda means something very simple. Now, what did Rav Kana do? Rav Kana jumped down the roof. So it doesn't mean he jumped down from the Empire State Building. He jumped down the roof, you know, a two-story building. So many people, I mean, jump down from a two-story building, has to show them when there is a fire. So that's the only way to save yourself. You jump down from a two-story building, from a three-story building. So is it a Vadai Nise? No, it's not a Vadai Nise. Of course, the halacha is, the Rambam says, you know, if somebody pushes down another person from a height that is 10 tefachim, that's 40 inches, and if he dies, he's chayav misa. Because if he dies, so then we see that it was fatal. But that doesn't mean that every time you jump down from 40 inches, so you die. It's yidvik lohomis. It's yidvik lohomis. 10 tefachim yidvik lohomis. Like bear. The Rambam of smoker is bear. So it doesn't make any difference. 10 tefachim deep or 10 tefachim high. So just as 10 tefachim deep is yidvik lohomis, 9 tefachim deep is yidvik lohomis, so 10 tefachim high is yidvik lohomis, and 9 tefachim high is yidvik lohomis. So it's yidvik lohomis, but that doesn't mean that every time you jump down from a height of 10 tefachim, so you are going to die, and by the basis of probability, I would say that it's 90% sure that if somebody will jump down from a two-story building, it's much more than 10 tefachim. So he will not die, he will not get killed, he'll get injured, but he'll not get killed. But it's possible, it's possible. So it's yesh b'yesh lohomis, three kilometers. So melee, so the raya of the so what Rabbi Yehuda means is this. In other words, what is Rabbi Yehuda? The Ramban mentions a raya from the story about Rav Tzadik and the story about Rav Kane. Neged the Baal HaMoyer, that the Baal HaMoyer says that where the anus is mischav lanu es atzmi, so then it's yade val yorek in barayes. So the Ramban, that's what Lamoya says. So the Ramban mentions a raya from that story that it's not yade val yorek, it's yade val yade. So So Rambina says, no, there is no raya, because over there they were sinachanes, or the new shalom yomusi b'kach. How do you know? The answer is because Rav Kane didn't jump down from the Empire State Building. He jumped down from a height that was more than 10 meters, that he would run. So, like this, you're not allowed to do it. Even though on the basis of probability, you could say you will not die. No probability, you will not die. But in Sakonis the Poshes, there is a loche, Yishom Alecho, Shmon Afshech, Omeid. So even if Shosha Yuchayke, you have to be Chayshish, you're not allowed to rely on probability, on Rov, on Chazoke, on Svekseike. So, and here, so how did they do it? How did they, so here they, so the question, so on the contrary, it might be that, but the Ramban also agrees with the Rabbi Yehine, that it wasn't Isakonet Mura, you know, 100% fatality. But Shosher Echeke, but the Ramban's Raya is, it's a Raya that is Yod Yaver, because if it's not Yod Yaver, it's Yaver Bar Yorei, and the Shosher Echeke of Pukach Nefesh is Deich HaKolat Yerikure, as Rav Natam says, that the Raya is from the Ildes, Afil Achas Me'elef, Limotinu Shemeiso, Machmas Aleine. And still, we are Machal Shabbos, and she's allowed to be in Kippur, and so on. So here too, Monefshech, if Pukach Nefesh is Deich HaDeisra Raya's, in the case where his Midianos is Mishavim Lano Esatzmei, is Mishavim Lano Esatzmei, so why did they do it? So they're not allowed to even to make an attempt, that an attempt of suicide in a remote way, because of Yishom Alecho Ushmen Afshech Mei, Yishom Alecho Ushmen Afshech Mei. So it's a raya that the woman who have to be misunderstood to themselves. And since they are mechuyev to misunderstand themselves, so they are also mechuyev even to attempt to a suicide also. So, the reason as to why, they did it that way, rather than just suffer the attempts by the Matanuse to kill them, because that was the better alternative, Rapsodic and Rav Kane. Because this, the Rav Kane and Rapsodic knew that if they do this, so then it will make an impression upon the Matanusi. And she will not bother, they should not arrest them anymore. Mashiach came, if she will not do that, so she will try to arrest them and threaten them with killing and so on. So that was the better choice between the two alternatives. So, but Rabbi Yehine says, no, the reason is why they did that is because they were Simchanes, how, but in Simchanes, the answer is, there is a aloche of Shluchim Mitzvah in Mizukim. And when do we say Shluchim Mitzvah in Mizukim, we mock in the Shriach HaZeike, so then we don't say Shluchim Mitzvah in Mizukim. So long we say when the Choshi is a Choshi Rechaike, as for example the Gidorim Tzochim, when he's baiting the Chometz in the Chorim between him and the Nakum. So in other words, so then the Gemara says that he shouldn't do it because of Sakon of Nakum. So the Gemara asks, maybe you lose something, and his motive will be not Lishim Shemayim, but he'll have an ulterior motive. But otherwise, we would say Shluchim Mitzvah Nizukim. Why? Because it's Shoshin Echeike, even Bizman Chazal, when Choshin wore Mitzvahim, but it was still an unusual thing. So Shluchim Mitzvah is in a Nizukim. So in such a case, you can be Simechanes too. So that's why he says, that Oyosim Chanes, Oyishol Yedim Shol Yomusubika. How do they know they were not living? The answer is because it was from such a height, more than 10 tefachim, but they knew themselves how strong they were, and they felt that they could stand it. That it wouldn't be fatal. So that's why they did it. All right. על כל כך אינו לא תראה ימישון, אבל מכל מוקן עיקר הדין יראה בגלל הרייס שחוסדמים באבליזורי. So in other words, he refutes the rייס of the Ramban. He refutes the rייס of the Ramban, but he doesn't agree with the Balamoya anyway. So he says, O mikol mokin ikra adin yire, digil harayis, ushkir mikomi. Davizore af lanos hasmo nosa. Shal yom ranos hasmo shane lichim ranos hasmo lgadu faresi. Kali yom midi vitsini shorin faresi osa. Amrin ranos hasmo shane, kim ranos hasmo vidahu goi leke chilubu. So there is no chil Hashem. אבל אם נותנים לה וירס, אין החומרה טוב בצינו פרסיה, אלא הקוסם קוזר עלינו של להעבר על החס מייסר המצרס בשום פונים. So in other words, so he mentioned the same slumdus as the Ramban. In other words, where is the child? The Ramban says that. He refutes the rayas of the Ramban. But at the same time, he agrees with the slumdus of the Ramban. What does the Ramban say? That vis-à-vis of the Zohar Gelarayish Rezomim, it's not shayach to make a distinction between Mischav La'avir and Mischav La'Nesatzim. Where is it shayach to make a distinction between Mischav La'avir and Mischav La'Nesatzim? If the Yisa per se, let's say for Shabbos, Yibayle, Treife, Basa Becholo, any Yisa in the Torah. So, if the Yisa itself is Nitcha B'Mokim P'kach Nefesh. But, there is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, a mitzvah of Chil Hashem. So we say, when is there a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, a mitzvah of Chil Hashem, if the anus is nischav l'avir. So we have to show the anus, we have to demonstrate before the anus that he cannot force us to violate it all. Mashiach, if the anus is nischav l'avir, so then there is no mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, there is no mitzvah of Chil Hashem. Mashiach, if this avigla rayis, and this oil rayis was dominant, where the Yisr per se is not Mitzre. So what difference does it make? Mischam Lavira, Mischam Lesatzme, it doesn't make any difference. And what do we say? That in the Balamoya, Balamoya would be made that if the Yisr is not Mitzre, so then it's not Shayach to make a distinction between Mischam Lavira and Mischam Lesatzme. But the Balamoya Shiti is that Ines is Deiche, the Yisr of Gilarai is not Mitzre. But Mitzat Kiddush Hashem, we are Mechuyit Mishan Nefesh. So that's why he says that Mishan HaMesatzmei, there is no Mechayev of Kiddush Hashem. So this is what he said. Ein Achum Retolu Bitzinu Tarech. Ela Akosu Goza Oleinu Shal Avar Alachas Mishan Nishan Ponim Teda Shari Veritzei Achir Rav Shinin Gubiyad Avar Yorei Avul Agarayas Lam Linhoche. So in other words, the Raya is the Shari B'Ritzeach Heire Rav Sheneim Rim B'Yal B'Yal, because the Balamoyer himself is made it, that vis-a-vis Shverzonim even Mishal, he says it even Mishal Mano Esatzmei so B'Ritzeach Heire Rav, because that's based upon the Svore. So the Svore is the same mischam l'anasatzmi or mischam l'abirei some milisoy. He's staying Rabbi Yenek Arius Monashach. You Balamoya, you are made that vis-a-vis Shurzdomim, so it's your Goyaber even mischam l'anasatzmi. And why is it Arayas, why is it Barayas your Goyaber? Because we are Fusev from Shurzdomim. So Joseph is this fool, regardless of Zomim, that is your Goyaber, even though he is Mischam L'Nesatzmei. So he should be true, regardless of Yarayis too. Uchshom Arove L'Nesatzmei Shorem, Mishim Yitzchichle, Rebbeichan Yukoch Amodach L'Yubas Kom Arove. Avol, so the reason is why Arove said that Esther was allowed to be there, because an Asatmon, because Rove didn't agree with Rabbi Yechanes Memre of Likoch Mordechai Lo Libas or Tichol Libas or Libais Leisho. Avo Libadai Hada Ish 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 Leish Nesh Asashmad Leish Nesh Leib Shasmad Leish Nitzina Leish Nitzahesye Leish Nitzahesatmon Bikule Ose Zveig Ish Nifoshim Shemivin Raya Meisis. That's the Kashi by the Ramban against the Balanoia. Shenosan Eno Bisho, the hell of Tino, Vom, Homin, Yomus, Valtiboyer, Yomu is called Tamil in front of Aruma. Yomu is called the Sabarim, the Rivin Shoyo Mistakin, Kanus Hatsubidome, Damrin on Yuman Domar. So what do you say? There it's a special Takone, this is for Hefkia, puts in Barayas. No, the special Takone, the Gemara mentions only according to Mandoma, who says Luya also, but it's Mashma, according to Mandoma, Rishishish also, we don't have to resort to a special Takone. Amrino Mandoma Rishishi Soiso, Roma Kindo Abner Satsum Kovi, Vil Havoche, is Yesh Benefesh, Amayomus, Lishale. So that's a Kashe. That's the Raya that Ramban also mentions. Vichitain Meshan also. Vichitain Yulion is still in Madhoch in Yulian Sole, Afal Gab Dion is Lo, Loishan in Ole, Hariom will be home is Rapin, חוץ מהצעה שאירו ואפילו למוק עם סקונה כי דאמון הוסן גבי אורלעים ודאום הרבון למוק עם סקונה שלוי למוק עם סקונה מיומר ואפילו הוכת בהצעה שאירו עושה וכל כאי גב נעיס one second so he mentioned the riot but you'll say no there it was יאבר ועל יורק because only the man's life was in danger. But the woman's life was not in danger. He was Hello Libre Tino. But her life was not in danger. So Mele, she was not an Anuso in any way. So that seems to be good evidence. Why? Because once we assume, now, as a matter of fact, we have to say this terrence. We'll soon see what the Mir says. So we have to give this terrence. And this kashe against the Baramoya. How can Baramoya say that by Arayas is if the Anus is Mishab Manu Esatzmi, so it's Yavav Al Yorek, but there, so the man who was Hello Libre Tino, Bish Achas, so he was certainly Mishab Manu Esatzmi, so, and still the Gemara said, Yomus Val. So it's a raya that is Yorba Yaveh in the case of Mishamon Esatzmi. So the terrace is that there are two matir. One matir is Pekach Nefesh. One matir is Ains. One matir is Ains. Now, the Ramyenish is that Ains is only Ptur Abonshin, but Ains is not Deicha and Yisur. Enes narrowly says it all. So, Potter of Onshin. But Enes is not the reason. Mashenkin Bar Moya Shiti is no. Not only Pikach Nefesh is the Kvater of Ole. Enes, the Alocher of Narrowly says it all. Of Onus Rachmore Patre implies that he is Mutter to Beider also. If he's an honest. Because if he's an honest, then the Maisi is not attributed, he's not a Shemchait, doesn't have a Shemchait, and the Maisi is not attributed to him as a voluntary agent, as a Gavre. We mentioned that connection of him of my Venus. So Mele, Enes is a matter, is Deiche Kolater Kole also. Not only Pugach Nefesh is Deiche Kolater Kole, but Enes is also Deiche Kolater Kole. And the Bar Moya is made vis-à-vis d'alloche of the Chai Ben Rishi Omuz Behem. So the Chai Ben Rishi Omuz Behem is only Deiche other Yisrael, but the Chai Ben Rishi Omuz Behem is not Deiche the Yisrael Arayas. And that's the Alfuse, the Hekesh between Ritzich and Arayas. The justice, Pikach Nefesh is not Deiche. The Yisrael Ritzich, so Pikach Nefesh is not Deiche the Yisrael Arayas. Is not Deiche the Yisrael Arayas. But there is another matter. In case of Onsin, there is the matter of Onus Chachmura Patre. So that matter of Onsin, we cannot apply to the Ishe. What kind? The Ishe should be either on the Isar of Ishishish in order to be matter the man who has held the Bitino. So she's not an Anuso. She's not an Anuso. But you say Pikach Nefesh is the Ishe. So that's the Kashe by Rabbi Yehine. So, Hari Omru Bichol Misrapin Chutz Mas Asheo. So, there is not a nonus either, Vafil Mokim Sakone. So, what kind of a guy is it? Maybe he's an honest there. Maybe he's an honest there. Chutz Mas Asheo. The answer is Rabbi Yehine agrees with which takes us in Suvis, and according to the Sameach, in the Shittas Rambam, that when is one considered an onus, if there is a maizeus. So then, if an onus tells him, you do this, if not I kill you, there is actual coercion, then is an onus. But if the onus doesn't force him, let's say the onus wants to kill her, Tesis in Suvis Akrabot, and he wants to kill her because she committed a crime. So, and she suggests noose in order to save her life, then she's not an onus. In other words, so Rabbi Yehine agrees not with the Ramban. Rabbi Yehine agrees with the Shita of Tesis, and in all probability that is the Shita of the Rambam too, as the Yosemeach says, not as the Mikeres HaMishnah says, but as the Yosemeach says, that according to the Rambam, when is the anonus, when there is a Maiseinus, and there's the Pashtas Loshna Rambam, because in regard to Enes he says by the three Averes, so Imovar Veloine Arak, so in ancient way. And in regard to Chayle, anciently, Bez, Nene, Sharole, and the Rambam doesn't mechalek between a situation where maybe they will not die. It's mashma, even if it's Bor that he will die. So still, it's anciently, Bez, Nene, Sharole. So as the Rebbe Sameach says, and that's in line with Teis Vishite, he's not an honest. So Rabbi Yehine Shite is also like that. So he says, how can you say, that about the zore, tzaril omru v'chol mischapim chutz me'atzashero. So we see that the pikuach nefesh is not deicha disarayes, and what do we say? But when he forces him, so he is an onus. So he said, Rabbi Yehine Shite is, no, the Tainus is not Deich Yisur. Pikuach Nefesh is Deich Yisur. Einus is only Ptur of Onshi. Then what is the Balam Moya Shite? Balam Moya Shite is that there are two matir. One matir is Pikuach Nefesh. And the matter of Pikuach Nefesh doesn't apply to Arayas because of the Hekesh to Yitziche. And then there is another matter of Onus Chachmone Patre, that matter of Onus Chachmone Patre, that an Onus does matter v'shem chete, and he's not considered his act as a gavre, as a voluntary agent, so that applies to Arayas also. So mele, that's why it's Yavav al Yorik, Mashein Kein, by Hero Vive Kino, there is not an Onus, the Yisho is not an Onus. Alright. Then he mentioned something strange. V'chol ke'al gavne oiso mikru nechal es ha-shabes al chile sheyesh b'isakone k'mo ishikiru la'ake lodes v'dehun azgoy b'shabes al me'in sinei l'shkulme. What does he mean by that? It's a very strange expression. What does he mean? K'mo ishikiru la'ake lodes v'dehun azgoy b'shabes. Where is there such a heta? It's a heta to be hatred what? Shabbos has to show him. So what he means, so it is obvious, what he means, lack of blood is within us going, he means Leish is going to Shabbos. He means the Gemara in Avi Zohar. Now, this Rabbi Yehine is a very important day there upon the question of the Pikuach Nefesh of Enoch. Whether it's Deich Shabbos. Now, there's a Mishnah in Avizor Ad Akobah. Bas Yisroel Oiti Yaleid Esoi Beres Kechodim Mishnah Aledes Ben Lavi Es Kechodim. So then the Gemara says Omar Rabbi Yisef Bishar Shore Mishumeiva. That Bishar, one is allowed to deliver a baby to a pagan woman. Sobar Abyesiv Neymar Ulude. I mean, why is it Osea? when there is no evil because of the love of Lishchonim. In other words, in respect to Enakum, we say the Ramzai is the Neach. So there is a loch of Lemailim Lemavidim because of Lishchonim. So that's why it's also. But Mokim Evo, there is no Yisrael of Lishchonim. So this Chal Shorem Shmevo. So Rav Yisik Lemeimah, Ulu David Chodim Bishapse Bishar Shorem Shmeibo the Tidman Shabbos. So a Bas Yisrael is allowed to deliver a pagan baby Mishmeibo Amalei Abaye, there is no evil Yechel Limeim Alo Didon Dimuta Bishapse Mechalim Alaye Dituchud Limuta Bishapse Loi Mechalim. So in other words, Abaye is not really kind of thing. Abai agrees with Rav Yitzchak that the mocking evil, so not only Mesachel we are allowed to deliver a pagan baby, but even the Shabbos we are allowed to deliver a pagan baby. But whereas Rav Yitzchak says there is evil, so Abai says there is no evil, whether there is evil or there is no evil, so that depends upon the situation. I mean, it can vary from time to time and from place to place, but Abaye agrees with Rav Yisef that in case there is evil, so then it's mutar to deliver a pagan baby. So Teisa says the kashe. Teimel Rav Yisef is al kedai to the shore. Ul Abaye named you shandile keivo mashma hoy keivo shore heiche shavino mishum evo milse diis be yisure de reis. Die Anbindung für die Schmuna Schotzin, hey, sie kjodeli mit der Himmel, die nur Ruga, sie mehr, chaye, du schmeike, dolo, mit die Gule, die Hu, tolde, die Gesetz. So how can we mati reibo, and isan reis, the loche reis. And the Gemara says that if somebody is delivers a baby, even a baby of a behemo, on Shabbos, is chaye, יש לימא דהוכה בישבס על המשבו שכבר נקע לוצץ נאמה קיד מדיקול אולי חודושו פוסקו גדול. So Teisa says that when did Rav Yisef and Abaye say במקמבו יצמותה to deliver a pagan baby, when the case where there is no מלוכת רייס only מלוכת רבון, so Eibo is דרכה and is רבון. All the Rishonim say that, except the Ritzvah. So that the Mokim Evo we are allowed to believe on Nisar Rabbah, any Nisar Rabbah. So Mashin Kei, where there is a Nisar Raisa, so then the Mokim Evo is not me. This is what Teisa says. Apparently, Rabbi Yehne was Tzchel Kadesh. This is the Rabbi Yehne. This is Rabbi Yehne. Rabbi Yehne says, so what is it? He said, "Well, V'chitein mishamor som dechid mi diyulon. Kalim adroch diyulon onsle. Af agav diyulon slo v'yishavino lei. Hariyom u bechol nischapin chutz matza ha'shelo. V'afilu mokim sakone kidam renosom gabi ole. Eimu dom rabonim mokim sakone. Sheloid mokim sakone mi omar. V'afilu hoche batza ha'shelo oser. V'chol kai gavne isom mikre nechalun ez ha'shabosh. Al chilish li visakone. Moishi tiru lakir vlodis. Libhei mazgoi means libhei leishe sakum. Bishabes alme. Because Rabiyeine obviously is helicantist. Teisa says that when was Rabbi Yisef matir only when there is no isa meloche deraise. But in case where there is meloche deraise, it's not yishen esal mishbo, so then it's not muta mokim evo. And Rabbi Yehine held differently that even where there is meloche deraise, so mokim evo is muta. So mele itzaraye neged the Balamon. Didn't he mention a good raye from the fact that the Gemara says Yomus ve'al tiboyolei, even though he's chavon esatzmei, so it's a raye that pikuach nefesh is not deicha misaraye, because if pikuach nefesh deicha misaraye, so the mele, so how could we say Yomus ve'al tiboyolei pikuach nefesh? So what do we say? But because there, she wasn't an anusa. So he says, what difference does it make? So it's, and somebody else is an anusa, we allow to be in the Chal Shabbos for another person. The answer is, there is a